Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You need cooling. Baby, I'm not fooling. I'm going to send you back to schooling. Way down inside. Honey, you need it. I'm going to give you my love. I'm going to give you my
Led Zeppelin.
You know what's amazing?
Is that music is almost five decades old.
I believe next year it turns five. Hang on.
That's just not
1969.
Oh, so it's 51
years old.
I know.
That.
And now for your you guys feel.
And now for your depressing moment of the day.
Young because it's older than me.
But it's amazing how good it still is. Kind of like Mozart, you know? Mozart's still great. Bach is still great. Beethoven, hundreds of years later. You think that they're going to be listening to Led Zeppelin another 100 years, 200 years?
Oh, yeah. It'll be the Bach.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rock on.
Rock on, Dan.
Rock on, Scott.
What is going on in there? Are you guys having a moment?
Weirdest damn thing that's ever happened on the show.
So anyway,
I'm starting to feel it.
Did you hear about the best mask for Halloween this year?
Yes.
You know.
Awesome.
Okay, first of all, I think it's getting to the point of being a little bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I'm actually starting to feel sorry for anybody named Karen in America.
Yeah.
What is the scariest thing that you can be for Halloween 2020? Ask ABC's Good Morning America. A Karen, according to Los Angeles-based artist Jason Adcock. Adcock debuted a scary Karen mask this year, and it's taken the internet by storm. Writes Adcock, 34 years old, on Instagram, 2020 is the year of the Karen. Scare all of your friends with your big hair and narrow mind.
And we thought it was going to be a Kraken.
Adcock told Good Morning America today that his idea stemmed from having a dark sense of humor. Quote, I've kind of seen Karens in the wild my whole life, and I just thought it would be kind of funny to make one for Halloween. I didn't think it would really take off. Karen is transcendent of all gender and size. She is just like a modern-day tyrant. Anybody evil can be a Karen. The term Karen took a new meaning in 2020, stemming from multiple racially charged incidents involving women calling the police on black men. The moniker has come to signify white women acting entitled and has sparked thousands of memes. The term has been around for several years, with the origin largely unknown. How did this happen? That being a Karen in and of itself is disparaging. Okay, Karen.
Well, the meme universe grabbed it and took off.
Mm-hmm. The way that it replicates online on the social media networks, platforms, it's extraordinary. It's like we can almost all be part of the joke now instead of just a couple of people having a joke. It's all replicated and amplified. So it's kind of like how OK Boomer took off, you know.
Yeah.
The Karen took off. And have you seen The Mask?
Oh, no. It's scary.
Yeah.
Here, let me look it up.
Look it up. Look it up. The Karen Mask.
And
I mean,
can't forget Dog Park Diane.
Oh, no.
It does make you watch when it's like, oh, look at this racist white woman, and you're throwing out slurs like Dog Diane or Dog Park Diane. I mean, that's an anti-white racial slur.
Diane is an anti...
Yes. It's like saying Tyrone for a black man. It is.
What? Okay, Liz. I got to let you go.
What?
I got to let you go.
Oh, my gosh.
That was an interesting moment on the Dana and Park show, that's for sure.
The Karen mask sells for $1.80?
Yeah.
Good night.
Yeah. But look how detailed
it
is.
Awful.
It's even got the great haircut.
Oh, my God.
What is that haircut called? Is that a bob? Or do we call it the Karen now?
It's the I need to see the manager haircut.
Yeah. I did not get my money's worth. Sam, play that clip again, because that woman, when did she call in?
It was like a month ago, wasn't it?
No. It was last week.
Oh, was it?
Was it Friday or was it Monday? I can't remember.
Thursday of last week.
Thursday of last week. Can you play that again? This woman is out of her mind.
It does make you watch when it's like, oh, look at this racist white woman, and you're throwing out slurs like Dog Diane or Dog Park Diane. I mean, that's an anti-white racial slur. Diane is a white woman. Yes, it's like saying Tyrone for a black man. It is.
Okay, Liz, I got to let you go.
What?
I got to let you go.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that happened at the tail end of the Thursday show.
Yeah, that's, that was...
Calling somebody Diane is racist?
No.
I feel, honest to God, I feel sorry for anybody who is currently named, well, you're not going to. If your name is Karen, I'm sorry. It's just unfortunate. And my mom's name is Karen, writes 2831. She's been super depressed about this whole thing. Seriously, she loves people and would hate for anyone to think that she's not a nice person. I have no doubt that your mother is a nice person. I don't understand how this Karen thing got started. I honest to God don't. Man, you type louder than Dana.
Sorry. I'm just posting the article here with the Karen mask to the KMBZ Facebook page.
He's typing with a purpose, Scott.
That's right.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. I think we learned yesterday that the male version of Karen is Todd.
Todd. Mm-hmm.
Todd.
Todd.
Or Kyle or Chad.
Yes.
Chad. Chad's a good one. Yep. 576-77. What are you giggling about?
Your new toy.
I can't stop playing with this thing.
No, he literally is a cat. Has it been a week and a half now that you've had
about
that?
About a week. I love this thing.
He follows it around the ceiling as if he's not the one pointing it at the ceiling.
Right. Well, he's got it in this hand, and he's trying to grab it with the other hand. Like, oh, my gosh, where'd that come from?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. What is it about that? Are you hoping that it burns a hole or something?
No. I'm just fascinated by it. I've never had a laser pointer before.
Next week, I'm going to get him a ball of yarn.
And a squeaky toy?
Little catnip.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a special little box all his own.
Exactly.
576-7798. 576-7798.
Just cover your poop.
Doc John 99.
Say my name. No one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name, say my name. If no one is around you. Say, baby, I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name, say my name. You acting kind of shady. Ain't calling me baby.
Ben Weinbaum, ladies and gentlemen, is in for Dana Wright.
Ta-da!
This is doing a golf tournament this week.
Oh, really?
Her. Oh, speaking of tournaments, we are doing the
cornhole
tournament. Thank you. It's October 3rd. I would get into my email, but Intercom has bad email.
Or is it operator error?
It is not.
Okay.
And so, anyway.
I mean, usually is, but.
Saturday, October 3rd.
Yeah.
It's going to be down by the Rieger in downtown Kansas City. We're going to be outside, of course, because of the situation. Normally, this would be the bowling tournament, the bowling bash.
I think this is I'm all about opportunities.
Dude, did I show you my cornhole boards?
I have not seen your cornhole board. No.
Oh, these are impressive.
Yeah?
Right chair.
Let's see. Oh, wait, it's sideways. There's a big Z on them.
No.
Oh, there's an N. Did you even go there?
Yeah.
Oh, you did. You attended there?
I went to Nebraska and KU, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I had these.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Professionally made. These are Nebraska.
I see that.
Cornhuskers cornhole boards.
Nice.
October 3rd, Saturday, right outside of the Rieger in downtown Kansas City.
Well, if there's people that know about cornhole, it's your Nebraska Huskers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To register your team, go to cornholekc.com. All the money, every penny.
Cornholekc.com.
Goes to benefit the families of fallen or wounded police officers in the Kansas City area.
Like I was saying, I like different things, and I think this is really cool in doing this. Mm-hmm. Not just for this year. I think you could probably, you know, next year do the bowling again, but you could also continue the cornhole tourney.
CornholeKC.com. It is October 3rd, but you got to get in early to register. Register your team, and we will see you on Saturday, October 3rd. Jake from State Farm. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how we doing, gentlemen?
We're doing well, buddy.
What's up,
thanks.
Jake?
Doing good. Y'all are cracking me up with this whole Karen going to Karen as Halloween, but I'm just going to keep it simple. I'm going to be myself, wear a nice pair of khakis, maybe a red polo. You know, that feller from them commercials, Jake.
Yeah.
That's another one that's just been cursed this
year. You sound hideous.
I you know, it's because I'm a guy. It really is. No, you guys, I love you guys' show. I wish Dana was there to say hi, but Dan, not to say hi. Scott, love my show, buddy. You guys are doing great with it.
Thank you. You're so, Jake from State Farm, you're so kind, buddy.
Jake's a nice dude.
You guys take care.
We'll talk to you. Be well, brother. Be well.
He could probably hook us up with a deal, too.
Let's go to Karen in Missouri.
No.
Hello, Karen.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, we're doing
Hi,
well.
Karen. You don't sound nasty and mean at all.
I don't. Of course not, because, I'm actually known for my sound.
Oh.
Yeah, we know this, Karen.
Oh, is this Long Island Karen?
This is not Long Island Karen.
No, you're not talking to Long Island Karen right now.
Is this you? It has been a million years. Where have you been?
Well, you don't know. Well, you need to explain to the audience which you it is.
Huh?
If you know.
What'd you just say?
Do you know who this is? Do you even know? It's a real Karen.
Well, tell me more.
I'm actually the imaging voice for KMBZ.
Oh, Karen Carson! Yes!
We're going to just let you sit up there and dangle with that one for a little while, Scott.
Good grief, man.
Here you go. Maybe if you would come to work once in a while, I would recognize you.
I've been working from my home studio since March, and it's been crazy, but getting it done. I mean, who knows the difference, right?
Well, you know, we're all that's left of the last incarnation of the David Lawrence show.
I know. And I just actually got a little nostalgic today and listened to an old promo we did. And it was very funny. And
I miss him. I miss him so much.
Radio has changed so much over the years.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's for him, you know, from that time when he retired in late 2006, he wouldn't recognize it today. You know, how it's changed so much. But anyway, getting back to your Karen thing, it's been fantastic for me.
Really?
I love it.
Why is that?
My voiceover work has gone through the roof. Everybody's Googling my name, and I'm doing all this voiceover work everywhere. I mean, at night, I have to record projects you know, to send it out to new clients. I mean, it's
Wait. Are you saying what? That people are hiring you just because your name is Karen?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Because they want to know what Karen sounds like. Now, wouldn't it be great? I would like to do the Karen Mask voice. You know. What would that sound like?
Have you seen the mask?
I have. I saw it on Good Morning America, posted on Facebook yesterday.
Okay.
And I made a comment about it, and all these people were just rolling with me. I mean, they kept liking and, you know, whatever. It was just crazy. So there you go. I mean, it's the best marketing ever. Oh, I love it.
Well,
it's
great to hear your voice. I miss you, and why don't you get your back to work?
Because they won't let me come back yet. I don't know why. I mean, maybe it's because my name's Karen.
Maybe.
Well, you know the new corporate edict is January 1st, right?
Yeah, like that's going to happen.
You know? Right on.
I think the Kansas City Chiefs have taken over my studio. I don't know that I'll get to come back, so.
Ah.
Actually, they have.
Yeah.
I think they have. Yeah, that's what I understand.
All right. Hey,
here's a desk.
I'll see you
here.
I'll see you someday, Karen. Be well.
Maybe I'll see you someday.
Okay. See you, Karen.
News is next. Dan Weinbaum in for Dana Wright. Don't forget we're doing mixtape at 3:45 this afternoon here on Dana and Parks.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to laugh. She loves to sing. She does everything.
Don't forget, we're doing mixtape coming up in about 10 minutes or so. When we go to the next break, we're going to open up the phone lines to get some judges in here because we've changed the rules of mixtape, and now you, thank God, get to pick the winners.
I'm actually excited about that. That way I don't have to try and gig the system to impress you with an 80s heavy metal sound.
Your categories are, if you had but one hip-hop song to listen to while stranded on a deserted island, what would it be? Favorite concert you've ever experienced.
Mm-hmm.
You have to play a song from the artist. And favorite song from a movie soundtrack. Major League Baseball. Beginning next week, according to the New York Post, which is the last of the regular season, all players on contending teams, which means not the Royals, will move into hotels to create a quarantine-like situation before the playoffs. That was the most difficult detail that needed to be worked out between Major League Baseball and the Players Association before the sides reached an accord Monday night on how to try to complete the season. Some players fought against the concept, believing that the sport has done well in the last month in minimizing COVID-19 cases, and were concerned that teams that went into the quarantine in late September and reached the World Series could be away from families for a month or more.
Okay.
But Major League Baseball has strongly expressed a fear of coming this far and not concluding the playoffs and pushed hard for the safest possible protocols to finish out the year. The postseason, by the way, is worth roughly $1 billion to Major League Baseball.
There's a lot at stake. So I could understand Major League Baseball pushing to, in a sense, lock it down to make sure that we can get through this.
I mean, the NBA locked it down. They've locked it down for months.
Yeah, yeah.
And guess what?
They're doing good, I think.
It worked for not one single positive test yet.
Good, good.
Not one.
I mean, you know, you kind of have to, sometimes in the job that you do, if you want to continue doing the job, you've got to do the things that you need to do. So there you go. You play baseball, go stay in the hotel for a month, and hopefully you win, and then you'll be able to take a bunch of money home to your family.
By the way, Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is optimistic that baseball fans will be able to attend the sport's biggest platform later this month after a shortened regular season with empty stadiums across the United States. Speaking remotely to the Hofstra University Business School on Monday, Commissioner Manfred shared his hopes that MLB will be able to model its attendance policy for the World Series and the league championships to those few NFL teams who did have fans in the stands this past week. Read that the Kansas City Chiefs and Jacksonville Jaguars, among others. Quote, I am hopeful that the World Series and the LCS, we will have limited fan capacity. I think it's important for us to start back down that road. Obviously, it will be limited numbers, socially distanced, protection provided for the fans in terms of temperature checks and the like. Kind of the pods like you saw in some of the NFL games. Although, if you watched any of the NFL games over the weekend where they did have fans, including the Chiefs game last Thursday night, there wasn't a lot of social distancing.
Well, not on the field and not on the sidelines.
I mean, even at Arrowhead, the fans were moving down into the lower bowl and were huddled around, no pun intended, around the 50-yard line.
Right.
Well, hey, good seats. Clusters of people. They still had to stay separated from the other clusters, but that's their way of kind of.
But didn't you see
sit with those that you came with?
I don't think that's how it went. Unless I saw a game you guys didn't see, there was a huge crowd around the 50-yard line. Am I wrong?
I did not see that during the Chiefs game, and I watched every minute of it.
Okay.
I didn't notice that, but, I mean, I may have looked away at some point.
Okay.
But I think it's going to be okay.
Big Ten voting today that they are going to start their season in late October.
They're going to let folks go to the Kansas Speedway. I saw that earlier today.
Are?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Pull that up.
Are they going to allow infield stuff or just in the
That's
stands?
That's a good question. I saw it in passing, and then I didn't continue reading. Kansas Speedway to allow some fans for October 18th Cup Series race.
How many?
Stand by.
Okay.
Standing by. Let's see here.
Because it holds 75,000.
Yeah, it holds a lot of people, but I don't think... all it said today, they're going to host a limited number of fans for the NASCAR Cup Series Hollywood Casino 400 Sunday, good, October 18th, in accordance with enhanced safety protocols and procedures. access is for grandstand seating and select campgrounds only, and infield access restricted to essential industry personnel. Yeah, it does not say.
Speedway numbers talk about Sporting Kansas City.
Speedway said guests three and over, ages three and over, will always be required to wear face coverings.
What'd you say about Sporting, Sam?
The only numbers, I'm reading the same article that Dan is, the only numbers in this article are referring to what Sporting did with their numbers of fans.
Yeah, they called me a couple weeks ago and asked me if I wanted to enter the lottery to watch a couple of games this season. Or just move my tickets to next season? I just said move them to next season. Nothing against Sporting. I mean, I'm just not there yet.
For you, it's a lost season. Yeah. Just push it off to next year.
Yep.
And hope nothing happens and you'll still be around
here. That's what I told him. I said, you know, listen, I'll watch on TV. I love the team, but I'm going to sit this season out. I'm just not there where I would feel comfortable going.
As part of the experience, the experience is, you know, it's entertainment, and you want the full experience. Yeah, you want to go watch a soccer game, but you probably also don't want to only be in there with 15 other people in the stadium. That just doesn't give that same experience to the whole thing. Because it's not just the guys running around on the field kicking the ball. It's the entirety of the bread and circuses, you know, the whole thing inside the arena.
Which is so weird because... My oldest daughter and I went to the first game of the season, and then they shut it right down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was packed. It was an early March.
Right.
Packed. And I think it was about a week later, I was in Mexico watching CNN, watching the ticker go across, and just everything was getting canceled. Literally, everything was getting canceled on the ticker.
You know, this past Sunday, I was watching NFL, and it was just odd because I'm watching the game, and we are used to those camera angles of the scrimmage line and how it all works. We're all used to that now, and you're used to the announcers, and you're used to the sound of it all. And I'm watching this going, wait a minute. I know the Chiefs had fans. That was on Thursday night, but the games on Sunday, they weren't having any fans. What's all this noise? I'm hearing stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute. And depending on what happened on the field, it seemed like noise increased, or there was like a, oh, now or something like
now that. Now, Al Michaels swore that they were not pumping in artificial sound. He said that at the beginning of the game.
There had to have been. There was nobody in the stadium, but there was all this noise of crowds.
He swore they were not pumping in sound. By the way, quick correction. I stand corrected. I was wrong. I said Kansas Speedway holds 75,000. I was incorrect. Thank you, Texter. It is 48,000.
Oh, it only holds 48,000.
I don't know why.
I thought it was more.
I don't know why I thought it was 75,000. But I was wrong.
They'll be happy to know I thought it was bigger.
I was wrong, wow. And it holds 48,000 people.
And back to Sporting, a lot of the energy in the stadium comes from the cauldron itself. And
of course.
All of these people packed into this one section that are loud as heck. And you can't do that right now.
It's almost like any sporting event, sports event, if you will, football, basketball, baseball, you know, the roar of the crowd, the ooh, when the dunk happens, you know, it is part of it. That's the spectacle of it. And it sucks that we don't really have that fully yet.
Damn, Kansas Speedway opened 19 years ago?
But there was noise during the football games on TV Sunday. Now, I don't know if they were pumping it into the stadium and the microphones were picking it up, or if they overlaid it on top of the broadcast once they were sending it out. But there was crowd noise, and I just thought that was so weird. The juxtaposition between seeing empty stadiums and hearing audio.
When we get back, mixtape. We need three judges, please. 576.
Ooh, here we go.
7798. We need three judges. 576-7798. You're listening to Dana and Parks on KMBZ.
Party people!
Yeah! All right, we're short on time, so let's get to it. By the way, we lost judge number three, so we need a third judge. 576-7798. Let's get him in. Let's get this game going. Jim in Kansas City, you are judge number one. Hello, Jim. Okay, you'll be judge number two.
Jim was
Justin in KCK, you've just been moved to number one. Hello, Justin.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing Justin. Well. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Okay, partner, here's your category. If you had but one hip-hop song to listen to while you were stranded on a deserted island, what would it be? Here is mine. Are you ready?
Okay.
You lose again.
All right, you got it? You got it?
Good choice. Okay.
Thank you very much. Sam, when you're ready, if you could fire off your hip-hop song,
please. Well, that was mine, so let's have Dan's, and I'll pick a different one.
Did I steal yours?
You did. It's okay.
I beg your pardon. Dan, your hip-hop song, please.
All right, here we go.
Waiting for to the hip-hop, the hip to the hip, the hip-hip, hop, and you don't stop, rock it to the fame, make the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat. Well, skittle and bebop, we rock a Scooby-Doo, and guess what, America, we love you, because
Okay. All right.
I mean, it's a long song, and you're stranded on a deserted island.
Justin, you get that one?
Yes, sir.
It's the hip to the hop, the hip to the hip-hop.
Rapper's delight.
We know what it was, Dan. Sam, you're up.
Yeah, I didn't have time to come up with another, so here we go.
This speech is my recital.
What?
I think it's very vital to rock around. That's right. On top.
Oh, that's the same song.
All right.
I know.
Justin.
Yes, sir.
Who's your winner there?
Well, you know, I guess I'm going to have to go for the only one in the studio with any originality, and we're going to have to go with Rapper's Delight.
Rapper's Delight, and Dan Weinbaum is winner of round one.
Leslie, thank you.
Leslie in Belton. Hello, Leslie.
Hello.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Okay. This is favorite concert you've ever experienced.
Okay.
And we just have to play a song from that artist, so you're not judging on the actual song, but you are judging on the artist.
Got it.
Okay? Here's mine. Greatest concert I've ever seen.
Here we are, folks. Dream, we all dream of. Boy versus girl.
greatest concert I've ever seen, Leslie, was Prince, 1987.
Awesome.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm. Sam, best concert you've ever seen?
So this was September 11th, 2014, and the whole stadium started singing the song.
Aw.
I thank God for my life.
Strong.
For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die.
Okay, all right, all right.
The ones that give their lives.
Who is that?
That is Zac Brown.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right, so it's right now it's between Prince and Zac Brown. Dan, best all concert right. you've ever seen?
Best concert I've ever been to. Oh, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes.
Leslie, it's between Prince, Zac Brown, and The Boss.
Chills.
Oh, I'm going to have to go with Prince.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay.
I'll get some Prince.
All right. Hey, Leslie, do appreciate you taking part. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Okay, we have a tie now. Dan 1, Scott 1, Sam 0.
0.
Brian, you ready?
Yeah.
Favorite song from a movie soundtrack is your category.
All right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Here is mine, and it will come as no surprise. I may or may not like to watch movies with four men half-clothed playing volleyball in the sand.
No judgments here.
That took a weird turn there, Parks.
Don't judge.
Yeah.
Don't judge.
The revelation part of Dana Parks today.
Exactly.
Sam, favorite song from a movie soundtrack, please.
The final song of Fast and Furious 7.
Ooh.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way.
Okay, he's going to go Charlie Puth on you. A little slow, but I get it. I get it.
All right.
Dan Weinbaum.
Going with the theme of high school and me hanging out for a while, I started thinking about Dazed and Confused.
Ooh, sweet emotion.
All right. All right. All right.
All right, all right, all right. All right, Brian. You got Kenny Loggins right. from Top Gun. You've got Dazed and Confused, and you have Fast and Furious 7. Who's the winner?
We have a winner. It's Dazed and Confused.
Ooh.
Yes!
Ooh.
Woo!
Ooh.
Finally! All right. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
You going to sleep tonight?
What?
Brian, you going to sleep tonight?
Of course.
Are you going to sleep well?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing, Brian. Thanks. Appreciate it, man.
How do you pick the newcomer?
Man, that game was as rigged as a 2020 presidential election right now. I'll tell you
what?
That.
What? Really? It wasn't rigged.
It was rigged.
I just had better choices. Finally, I finally won mixtape.
Congratulations to Dan Weinbaum, who is now the current champion of mixtape.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.